not very spiritual. But yes, he felt, man, she has severe back pain for years, and he believes in God as the healer. So he said to this, atheist woman, so she doesn't believe in God, the supernatural, not at all, nothing at all. So he asked her, hey, can I pray for you? Like, she said, yeah, why? And she said, yeah, I would love to pray for your back that it gets healed. And, like, that's not how she thinks, that's not her worldview. But she said, okay, like, I can lose nothing, just do it. So he prayed for her, and in the same second, her back became like hot like fire. And she was totally healed. She had no more back pain. Like, she stood in that bakery, and she couldn't believe it. Like, she freaked out. They had several healings in that bakery. Maybe I told some of those healings last year. They had so many healings that people asked him, because they have no idea. They asked, are you a sorcerer? Because the only thing what they connect with supernatural things is sorcery or witchcraft. They don't know that Christianity is something supernatural. So she was healed totally, and she had nightmares for many years because her mother died, and since then she had nightmares every night. She wakes up every night terrified and by nightmares. My friend prayed for her, and with that night, they never came back. They just stopped. After 5 or 7 years, I'm not sure. They just stopped. So she is very open now. We have an evangelistic service Sunday when I fly back on Friday, and so she will come and there. And I'm excited about that. Like, she encountered something she did not know before. So I love that part, that you are called to heal the sick, because God just wants to prove that his kingdom is real. Paul says, our words are not mere words, like where we try to convince someone, but we demonstrate the kingdom of God. We demonstrate the spirit and power. Amen? And you are called to do that. I am called to do that. But I want to go from there. It's not only for the unbelievers. It is for the unbelievers. But it is for his children as well. It breaks my heart when people say, yes, it is a sign that people believe. Yes, it is. Amen. It's powerful. But it is the heartbeat of God. God is a good father. Like, I don't know if you have children. I have 3 children. When my child suffers, I mean, I suffer with my child. I want my child to be well. If I could push a button, I would do everything that my child is well. So God suffers for me, for you, if you have physical pain or issues. Totally. We read in Isaiah 53, he paid for our transgressions, like he paid for our sins. And then we read, and his stripes became our healing. Does it say that in English that way? Like they became, how do you say it in? In his stripes we are healed, we were healed. In Psalm 103 we read, he forgives all our sins, all our iniquities, and God who heals all our diseases. If you had, I would say, underline all our diseases. So this is the heartbeat of God for you. I just want to encourage you. God wants you to be healed, even that morning. The Holy Spirit will heal some people today. Jesus wants to heal people. He loves to heal people. Amen? And he wants you to be used to heal people. That's who he is. When I was in Africa, there was a church service. There was a man and had a word of knowledge for a right knee. So that man stood up. He said, yes, I have that right knee. And when he stood up, he told me, yeah, I have that since 30 years. And he had that look like, he's a Christian probably since 40 years. So probably paid 1,320 times already for that knee. So he had that look, yes, I mean, I have that, and I know that God can heal, but probably will just not happen. So I told him, just because it was a word of knowledge, I said, just test your knee. No one prayed. I just said, when God gives a word of knowledge, I don't know if you're familiar with that, you read about it in 1 Corinthians 12, it's one of the manifestation gifts of the Holy Spirit. It's you get an information what God, for example, in healing, what God wants to heal. So in my life, it's like that. When God wants to heal something, I feel heat, cold, or short pain on that spot of my body. So I feel my right knee getting hot. So I know God wants to heal a right knee. So he stood up. When that happens, I know that God wants to heal that immediately. And in 80%, it is healed without anyone praying. Like, before you pray, when you just say, test it, the pain is gone already. So I asked the man, could you please test it? And he had this look like, I'm sorry, I don't want to, like, ashamed you, like you say, test it, and I know it's not gone. So he did it, and I said, it's there. I said, continue. So he did it like for 10 seconds, and I shared that before. I love those looks like, yeah. And so he said, it's gone. So it was completely gone. He was totally healed after 30 years from his knee issue. That was glorious. Like the whole church, like everyone was excited. I was excited. We had a group from, like your group from Flower Mound here in Texas. They came to Berlin. They come every year. We had a meeting with them. The same situation. I gave a testimony also about the right knee. I don't know why about the right knee, but it was about the right knee as well. And in that group was a competitive dancer. Like she danced a lot, and she had a brace for many years, and she had severe pain in it, and she got a shot from the doctors, and somehow that medicine was not doing good. And so the whole cartilage in her knee, like, deteriorated. Can you say that? Like, disappeared. There was no more cartilage in her knee. She had a hole. You could see that hole. So in that service, suddenly, and really, I mean, you know me. You believe me. And I don't exaggerate it. This hole closed in front of our eyes. And she started crying. She said, I feel something growing back in my knee. So she was totally pain-free. She went to the doctor now, and the doctor said her cartilage is back. That's amazing. I mean, I think that's amazing. I don't know what you think, but that's amazing. And the thing is, we all agree, who believes that God can do those things? Like, we all believe that he can do it. But it shows me, and I saw it in the last years, he really loves that stuff. He really wants to do those things. He's excited in doing things like that. So in that service, like, again, I love those services, like, she freaked out. Everyone freaked out. Like, everyone knew her. She said, no, it's gone, it's gone. So at the same time, suddenly on the left part of the room, there was a girl, and she started to cry. She cried and cried and cried. So what's going on? Like, she had kidney stones. She could not sleep. She was in so much pain. So she said she feels them burning inside of her. And they disappeared. Like, she stood up and she said, the whole pain is gone. She does not feel them anymore. She was totally pain-free in the next second. That was glorious as well. Like, I just tell you glorious stories because Jesus is glorious. Amen? It's about our King. No one prayed. Jesus entered that room, the Holy Spirit, whoever, and he just started to manifest the kingdom of God. A beautiful story with that is the doctor told that girl, like, if she would pass the kidney stones a natural way, she would bleed, like you bleed if you pass them. So the doctor told her, wait for the blood. If you see the blood, you know you pass them and then it's good. When she stood there, like she stood up, she tested it, she was pain-free. Suddenly, like a drop of blood, but clearly seen for everyone, shot out of her nose, like this, psh, and we all looked at her, and she cried even more, and we didn't understand. We said, why is she crying? And then she shared that story. She said, hey, the doctor said, watch, when you bleed, you know you're healed. And God even gave her that sign that she was healed. Like, it was just a drop out of her mouth, but it was so beautiful. Like, really, everyone rejoiced in the goodness of God. And, yeah, let's give Jesus a hand. That's good. Thank you. And I want you to turn to one story in Matthew 17. It's a story, you all know it, it's the story of the Transfiguration, when they're on the mountain, Jesus with Peter and James and John, but not that part, but when they come down in verse 14, and then we read the following. When they come down from that mountain, it says, when they came down to the crowd, a man approached Jesus and knelt before him. Lord, have mercy on my son, he said. He has seizures and is suffering greatly. He often falls into the fire or into the water. I brought him to your disciples, but they could not heal him. I love verse 17. Jesus replied, O unbelieving and perverse generation, how long shall I stay with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring the boy here to me. Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of the boy, and he was healed from that moment. 19. Then the disciples came to Jesus in private and asked, why couldn't we drive it out? He replied, because you have so little faith. I tell you the truth. If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. I love that story because it shows us something. Like, there is a situation and the disciples pray and nothing happens. It's a deliverance, but really we can apply it to healing. It's the same thing for healing. So someone is in need, they come to the disciples, they ask the disciples to pray, nothing happens. And we all know that situations, we pray and nothing happens. And we want that, Jesus, tell us why. Like, this is a great story because it's a situation where Jesus comes and they come to Jesus and say, Jesus, like, we pray for this boy, but nothing happens. Like, what do you think? And I so love the answer of Jesus. Like, he does not say, you know, Isaiah said, the ways of the Lord are much superior than your words. His thoughts are so much higher than your thoughts are. You know that verse? That's right. But we often bring explanations. There is probably this mystic, deeper plan of God which we don't understand, so it doesn't happen right now. And yes, God has superior, mystic, great plans we don't understand. We all agree on that. I told you, I'm on a not pastoral mission today, but on a challenging mission. Jesus says, no, there is no deeper mystic plan why he was healed. There's one little reason. You don't get the heart of God. You don't understand the heart of God. He says, how long do you want me to be with you? That's what he says. He said, what he says to the disciples, hey, listen to me. You walk with me 3 years now. In every village we go, read the Gospels. Very often it says, and everyone who came to him left healed, and he healed them all. So he says, Peter, you remember when we were in this little city in Bethany, for example? You remember like those 250 people standing at the door? Like, who many left sick? None. You remember the other city when we went? Like those 10 people with the leprosy, when I sent them back? Who was healed? All of them. Only one came back, but all of them were healed. So he says, do you see, like we read in John, in John 12, 45, it says, the one who sees me, says Jesus, sees my Father. He says, I am the, in Colossians, it says, Jesus is the picture, the perfect picture of the unseen God. So when we see Jesus, we see who the unseen Father is. And he says, like, come with me to the New Testament. How many people came to Jesus, asked for healing, and left unhealed? None. None. It's true, people often say, yeah, he did not heal everyone. That's true. Jesus did not heal everyone sovereignly. That's right. But everyone who came to Jesus and asked for healing left healed. So, and the disciple says, like, why didn't it happen? And that word is so hard. He says, perverse generation. That is really, it feels like rebuking them. Like, you're a perverse generation. Perverse is abnormal. He says, you're not normal. I like that. It's rebuking, but I like it. Because he tells me, you pray and nothing happens. That's abnormal, Christoph. In my kingdom, when they came to me, they all left healed. That's the standard. Go for that. You will do greater things than I did. Do I experience that in my life? No. Do I pray and nothing happens? Yes. Would it be easy to find good solutions for it? Yes. And probably in the life of the other one. But Jesus never challenged the other one, the one who wanted to receive prayer. When he rebuked someone, he always rebuked those who prayed. He didn't say, oh, the father had little faith, or the person who was sick had little faith. When someone prayed and nothing happened, he talked to the disciples and says, you have little faith. That shows me, and I tell you honestly, in my life, when I pray for things and they do not happen, in silence, I go back on my knees and I said, Lord, I need more of you. Exactly that quote from that pastor. They encountered too much Christoph and not enough Holy Spirit, not enough Jesus. When they came to you, there was no one, not one who left you unhealed. It's the opposite of what we have in our churches today. But I really believe the Holy Spirit is challenging us to take this commandment serious. Heal the sick. And the standard is, I just say the standard is, when you sing, when you're a singer, when you want to reach a certain note, like a certain height of a note, you always try to imagine a higher note to reach that one. I just want to encourage you, don't take the level here, some healing. The goal should be like Jesus. Everyone who comes to you, that he leaves healed. Are you loved by God if it doesn't happen? Yes. Totally. Totally. But isn't that beautiful? That Jesus says, no, you know, in my world, if someone comes with pain, I really love to heal that. That morning, in the house I'm staying, there is a woman. She walks. It's this bone where you walk on it, and it's very hurtful. I don't know how that is called in English. It's on your foot, and then it's like it's straightened too much, and then you walk on a bone. Does someone know how that is called? Sorry? Spur, yeah, exactly. Who said that? Thank you. Spur, yeah. That's what she said, a spur. Like, she's in pain. And then she felt, yeah, it came one day. It happened when I did something wrong, and I said sorry already to the Lord. That's good. That's perfect. But it was that feeling like, I'm supposed to have that pain. I said, no, you're not supposed to have that pain. So she hadn't faith for that. But I had faith for it. So we prayed, and the pain left her. She was just pain-free then that morning. She stood there, she jumped, and she said, yeah, it's gone. And I said, test it again. And she said, yes, it's gone. So I just want to ask you, is someone here who has a, how is it called? A spur. Does someone have a spur here? Does someone have that? You have that? Please, would you just stand up for a moment? Thank you for being so bold. Just test it. Normally, in a situation like that, it's gone before someone prays. And tell me honestly how it is. You don't have, I'm not afraid to miss something, to be ashamed. It's, you be totally honest, but it should be gone already. It's not there right now. Yes. It's not there? It's normally there? Yes. So normally you would feel it, but now it's not there? Test again, it should be gone. It's like it is. It is so simple, so real, and so unspectacular, so unspooky, but so powerful. Just test it again. No, okay. No, you're honest. Yeah, it's gone. Okay, but it was there before. Amen. Does someone have a problem at the right? Is that the wrist? How is that called? Wrist? Does someone have a problem at the right wrist? Who has problems on the right? Test it. It should be gone already. It's gone? Tell me just honestly. It should be totally gone. It is? Yes. Amen. That's how it is. It's just easy and beautiful. That's how Jesus is. It's the same for a right knee. Who has a right knee problem? Someone has a right knee problem. Just stand up and test it. It's gone. Test it. It's gone. Please, it's your chance. Someone has a right knee problem and it is gone. Just stand up and test it, please. Not for my sake. Give Jesus the glory. He is healing it right now. It is gone. Maybe it will even get hot. Who has a right knee problem? I know someone is there. I know someone is there. I know when I hurt him. Who has a right knee problem? You say it's up. You have something? You have a right knee problem? You say yes and you say no. Just stand up a moment. Just test it. It should be gone completely. You can lose nothing. Just stand up a second. Sorry for putting this light upon you. And tell me honestly how it is. Just do something. Move it. Move it. You don't want to move it, or it doesn't hurt, but it hurt before. Yes, or so, but it doesn't hurt now. No, amen. Who has kidney problems? There's someone who has kidney problems. I guess the right kidney. I don't know if you know if someone can know if it's the right or left, but no, I don't know if you know it. I'm not a doctor. Who has kidney problems? Like either kidney stones or they're not working properly? You have kidney problems?
Yes.
The right one or the left one? You know it?
I don't know.
But what is the issue?
I have to frequently go to the restroom.
Okay.
I don't have any pain. I just have had it since I was a boy.
So do you feel heat right now? You don't have to, but it could be that it just starts burning. Don't have to, just be totally, you don't have to, do you feel heat? Is it burning or not? Don't, and just be totally honest. It doesn't have to. So we just bless you. We speak full restoration in your kidneys, no more problem in the mighty name of Jesus. Be like you saw it. You saw that. It's important. We have to learn to see. Was that difficult, those healings? No. Did someone pray? No. Did Jesus just heal? Did he just do what we saw? The problem why we don't see a lot of healing is because our heart is way too hardened in the Western culture. It's just, we're just too difficult. Already the point when you say, okay, I'm going to receive it, it's too difficult. It's easy. It's just easy. So just tell me, your wrist is totally fine, yeah? It's gone. You had it a long time?
Yeah.
How long?
I don't know, but I'm a dancer, so I just thought, like, I'm going to have this for the rest of my life.
No. And even those natural things, like that woman with the back, with her, how she worked, it's so, yes, I have it for my job. No. God heals it, and he really heals it. Like, this woman with the knee, it's 4 months over, it never came back. It never came back. There was another woman that service, she had a knee problems for 7 years, and asthma? Who has asthma? You have asthma? Okay. You see, the power is in the testing. If you want to get rid of that thing, do something, please, you could do, cannot do. Walk up the stairs now. Walk up the stairs and down. Do something. It is in the testing. The healing happens in the testing. It is not in the sitting. Like, if you want to go, just go and do it. This woman I just talked about, she went up the stairs in the Gnadenhaus 5 times. She came down. We prayed 1 more time. Now she runs 5K marathons. Like, she never did that in her life. Her knee is healed totally after 7 years, and her lungs are free. You don't have to run those marathons if you don't like that. You can have the healing anyway, because God loves to heal. Amen. It's both for you. Take a step of faith. Do something and come back. You will see your lungs will open up. It is like that. I don't force you, but encourage you strongly to do it right now. Yes, everyone who has asthma, just go. Just go, run, and come back. Okay. Just stand up for a moment. Maybe the band can come already. Before we sing that song, maybe we can already, can we play the chords already? The Lord and Christoph love music, so
amen.
Just close your eyes for a moment. There's someone who has at the left hand, like your elbow, who has problems at his left elbow, the elbow at his left hand, at the left, test it, it should be gone. Just test it, it should be gone. Is it gone already, or just move it? It should be gone already. Is it there, or is it gone? It's gone, yes, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We just thank you that you encounter us with your goodness.